want to talk on a subject that says God is able. God is able. God is able to change situations. God is able to heal the sickness. God is able to break the yokes of the enemy. God is able to move you forward. God is able to heal your body. God is able to heal your mind. God is able to revive your soul. God is able to heal your spirit. God is able to put you together. If we look at the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. If you have your Bible with you, please open to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that is working in us.
Yes, Lord.
The power that is working in us. God is able to do exceeding abundantly.
Yes.
He can do what you cannot even imagine. He can do what you cannot comprehend, according to the power that is working in you. Today, I want to ask you a question. What power is working inside of you? What power is driving you? What power do you depend on? What power do you believe in? You know, sometimes we come to God as though he is a powerless God. Sometimes we come to God as though what the Bible said is no more the case. Sometimes we come to God without an expectation. But today I'm here to declare to you that expectation is the mother of miracle.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't know if you are expecting a miracle. I don't know if you still believe in miracle. I don't know if you have seen a miracle. But I'm here to tell you that God is still the God of miracles. God is still the God that parted the Red Sea. God is still the God that heals sicknesses. God is still a God that can make ways where there are no ways. If you will believe, the power to do will come upon you. The Bible says, unto him that is able, unto God who is able. God is the one that we pray to. God is the one that we believe in. Unto him that is able to do. I don't know what you are expecting from God. I don't know what you're believing God for. But he is going to meet you at the point of your need today. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There was a woman in the Bible. In the book of Luke, the Bible says that this woman had a problem. This woman had a situation. This woman needed a deliverance. This woman needed a healing. This woman needed peace in her soul. When she discovered her problem, she began to try to solve her problem the best way she could. There are so many people today that try to solve their problems the best way they could. There are so many people today that try to complain because of their problems. There are so many people today that try to cry because of their problems. This woman, the Bible said, she tried all she could. She spent all her living. She exhausted herself. But yet, she could not find a solution. I don't know if you are today in a place of exhaustion, where you have exhausted yourself. I don't know if you are in a place of anxiety. This woman, because she could not find a solution to her problem, she became anxious. Fear came in. Depression came in. Isolation came in. And this is the place that so many people are today. Because of that situation, the enemy begins to isolate you. Because of that problem that you are trying to solve, the enemy begins to work on your mind. Because of that problem, because of the issues of life, the enemy begins to distract you, that you can no more focus. But today, I am here to tell you that there is a name that is above every other name. I am here to tell you that there is power beyond powers. I am here to tell you that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am here to tell you that Jesus still specializes in solving problems. Jesus still specializes in healing sicknesses. Jesus still specializes in restoring your soul. Jesus still specializes in fixing your mind. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 3. Luke chapter 8, 43 to 48. Let's read a little bit about this woman. The Bible says, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. This woman was bleeding for 12 years. Can you imagine what it means to bleed for a month? Can you imagine what it means to bleed for a year? This woman was bleeding. Her soul was bleeding. Her mind was bleeding. Her body was bleeding. And she tried to solve the problem. The Bible says she spent all her living. She spent everything she had. She exhausted all her resources. She went to place looking for a solution. But there was no solution. She complained and complained, but nobody could help her. 44 said, came behind him. This woman came behind Jesus and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, the issue of her blood snatched.
Amen. Amen.
Immediately. There is something about immediately.
Yes.
When God steps in, immediately.
Yes,
there is something about a solution.
Yes.
When God steps in, immediately. The thing that you think, that you thought could not be solved, immediately will get solved.
Yes.
When God steps in, immediately there is a provision. When God steps in, immediately there is restoration. And I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone at the sound of my voice that you will receive that which God has prepared for you. That today, that nothing will hinder you. The same way you came, you will go different. Because the power of God is locating you now. In the name of Jesus. Immediately, this woman found a solution to the problem of to the problem of her life, the issue of blood. But Jesus said, "Who did touch me?" When the power of God went out of Jesus and healed this woman, Jesus became aware that something had left him. You see, there is something about faith. Faith causes God to act.
Yes.
When this woman came to Jesus, Jesus probably did not know that she was there. Probably Jesus did not care that she was there. Probably Jesus did not care that she got problem. But when her faith connected to the power that was available, immediately there was a solution. If your faith today will connect with the power of God, if your faith today will connect with what God is doing, if your faith today will connect to what God has said about you, you shall receive that which God has prepared for you. The Bible says that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, the things that God has prepared for you, the things that God have destined for you, the things that God wants to give you. It takes faith to activate the blessings and the miracles of God. The problem we have today is that we no longer have faith. The problem we have today is that our faith is no longer active to receive the things that God wants to give. It is not because God has changed. It is not because God is no more the same. But it takes faith to receive.
Yes, Lord.
This woman stepped out in faith and went to Jesus. Because she stepped out, Jesus healed her body. Jesus did what no man could do for her. If you will believe today, what nobody can do, Jesus will do. If you will believe today, what no doctor can do, Jesus will do. If you will believe today, what nobody can do for you,
amen,
is already done.
Amen.
Just believe. Jesus said, "The power went out of me." You see, I tell people, the power of God is not something that you cannot be conscious of. The power of God is not something that you don't know if it's there or not. The power of God is not something that you are not going to be aware of. Jesus was aware when something left him. I pray today in the name of Jesus that you will become aware of the power and the presence of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. The problem of this woman caused her to be in a dark place. She became in isolation. Her mind was messed up because she was stinking. Because nobody wanted her. Nobody wanted to be around her. There are so many people today that thinks that nobody want them, that nobody want to be around them. They feel rejected. They feel isolated. They feel depressed. If you are in this place today, I want to tell you that the power of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus is able to heal you. The blood of Jesus is able to restore you. The blood of Jesus is able to break the yokes of the enemy in the name of Jesus. She received the freedom that she was longing for. I don't know who is in this place that's expecting freedom. I don't know who is in this place that is expecting the move of God. I don't know who is in this place that is expecting healing. I don't know who is in this place that is expecting restoration. I don't know who is in this place that is expecting a miracle. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can think, above all that you can imagine, above all that you can ask for, above all, not some, but all.
Amen.
Faith. The Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Is a substance of things hoped for. Even though the doctors had diagnosed her with a problem, they wrote her out for 12 years. Nobody could solve her. Nobody could heal her. Nobody could restore her. But faith healed her. Faith restored her. Faith empowered her. She knew and she saw that God could heal. She knew and believed that God can do a miracle. You know, she have never heard of anybody that got healed of that same problem. She have never seen where God did that kind of miracle before, but because she believed, God was obliged, God was committed. Because she believed, miracle was activated. If you will believe in this place, over that situation, over that problem, over that circumstance, there is a miracle available for you today. There is healing available for you today. There is peace available for you today. Only if you can believe. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With man, it might be impossible. But with God, it is possible. You know, faith is not logical. Tell somebody, faith is not logical. There are a lot of people that try to be logical over everything. There are a lot of people that try to be rational over everything. They want to think everything through. But I tell you that the Bible says that the ways of God are not the ways of man. I want to tell you that God moves in mysterious ways. I want to tell you that even though it may not have been done before, He can do it. Only faith. We sing about faith. We sing and shout, but it is time to put our faith to work so that we can begin to receive the things that God has prepared for us as a church. So that we can begin to receive the things that God has prepared for us as the body of Christ. You know, when we talk about church, church is not the building, but it is you and me. That's why the Bible says that we are the temple of God. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us. When the Holy Spirit is alive in you, faith will come. When the Holy Spirit is active in you, things will begin to happen. Because the enemy will run away. Bible says the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. You see, the destiny of this woman was stolen. Her purpose was probably destroyed because of the problem she encountered. And I'm here to tell you that as you begin to live and continue to live, there is going to be issues. But when Jesus comes in, he will take away all things. The Bible says all things are passed away. And behold, all things shall be made new. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask. There is another story of a man that was born lame. This man was born lame. He never walked. He was born crippled. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 3 that they brought him to the temple gates. This man was close to the church, but he never received anything from the church. There are so many people that have been in church for so long, but have not received the things that God gives through his Spirit. He was at the gates begging, looking for something that he could get. You know, people come to church for different reasons. Some people come to find a wife. Some people come to find relationships. Some people come to, you know, get business contacts. Some people come for whatsoever reason. This man was standing there. He was placed there so that he could find some money. But something happened when he came in contact with the power of God. Something happened when he came in contact with the power and the mane of God. Something happened when he received the word of God. Faith came. And because faith came, he stood up and began to walk. The Bible says that Peter and John saw this man. They said, look at us. Look at us. You can go read it up. It's in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3. They said, look at us. And they were looking at him. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. What you are expecting, I cannot give. But what I have, I will give. What I have, I will give. Peter had the power of God. He was filled with the Spirit of God. The anointing of God was running and flowing through him. He said, what I have, I will give. Today, I am here to tell you that I may not have what you are looking for, but what I have, I will give you today, because I know a name that is above every name. I know a name that is called Jesus, that demons tremble at the mention of his name. This man that had never walked got up and began to walk. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that is stopping you from manifesting the purpose of God in your life, whatsoever that is hindering you from receiving the things that God has prepared for you, in the name of Jesus, I speak into your soul, I speak into your spirit. May you rise up and begin to walk. May you rise up and begin to manifest the purpose of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I decree that the church is rising up. We are rising up to become the voice that God has blessed us to be. The enemy has messed with us so much. But in the name of Jesus, we are taking the authority and the power that God has given us. And we will begin to walk. We will begin to walk. Signs and wonders, miracles will begin to happen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I give you power. You know, this is a story of the apostles when they went out to preach. They have been with Jesus so long. In the book of Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19, you can go read up. They have been with Jesus and Jesus wanted them to experience the power that was available in them because they did not know who they were. They had been with Jesus and Jesus had been teaching them, but it was time for them to put their faith to work. Now let us read. Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submitted to us in your name. When they went out in the name of Jesus, they came back with joy because demons bow at the name of Jesus. What is that demon that is troubling your mind? What is that demon that is troubling your body? What is that demon that is troubling your family? What is that demon that is troubling your soul? The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The power of God is still available. The disciples experienced and saw the power of God at work through the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning, which tells me that the enemy have lost the battle.
Amen. Amen.
Which tells me the enemy is defeated. The enemy of your soul, the enemy of your spirit, the enemy of your mind is defeated because there is a name that is above every other name. And I'm here to announce the name of Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus over the circumstances. I speak the name of Jesus over the problems. I speak the name of Jesus over the situations. I speak the name of Jesus over the sicknesses.
Yes, Lord.
The power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I give you power. I give you authority to trample upon snake and scorpions. Snakes and scorpions are demonic powers, spiritual forces. The Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in the high places, the forces of the universe that try to hinder you, that try to stop you from doing what God wants you to do, from manifesting the purpose of God in your life, the power to overcome is in the name of Jesus. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came that you may have life more abundantly. I decree life over you today. I decree life over your mind. I decree life over your spirit. I decree life over your soul. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Immediately. Immediately. He received strength. Immediately, he received healing. Immediately, he received restoration. You might be in this place and you are wondering about the availability of this power. You are wondering, I have had this problem so long. This situation, this condition has been driving me crazy. Today, there is a solution in the name of Jesus. Today, there is healing in the name of Jesus. Today, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every yoke. The Bible says that the anointing breaks every yoke. I decree in the name of Jesus that the anointing of God today in this place will begin to break the yokes of the enemy in your life. We begin to break the yokes of the enemy in your family. We begin to break the yokes of the enemy around you. That you may begin to walk in the fullness of the power of God. The power, the grace is available in Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me.
Yes, Lord.
If you need rest, come unto me.
Yes.
If you need peace, come unto me.
Yes.
If you need solution, come unto me. Your soul shall find peace.
Yes.
Your soul shall find rest. Stop doing it your own way. Stop doing it your own way, because there is no solution in your way, but there is solution in the name of Jesus. Come unto me. I don't know who is ready to come today. I don't know who is ready to say, Lord, I am here for you. I don't know who is ready to say, God, here am I. Heal my body. Heal my mind. Heal my soul. Empower me. I don't know who is ready. I don't know what you are expecting from God. But I tell you that there is power available today. I tell you that there is anointing available today. I tell you that God is able to do exceeding abundantly. Above all that you can imagine. Come unto me. It takes faith to come. It takes faith to step out.
Yes.
It takes faith to declare your life. It takes faith to say, God, I am tired of doing it my own way. Today, I want you to take over.
Yes.
He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary. You have been weary for so long. You have been weary for so long. You are tired in your mind. You are tired in your spirit. You are tired in your soul. Because you have been trying to do it your own way. Today, if you will come. If you will come to God today. If you will say, Lord, here am I. He said, you will find rest. Come unto me. All who are weary and burdened. Who are weary and burdened. What is the burden that is overwhelming you? What is the burden that you can no longer bear? What is the problem that's consuming your mind? What is the problem that is isolating you? Jesus said, come.
Yes.
If you will come today, there is healing for your soul.
Yes.
If you will come today, there is healing for your body. If you will come today, there is healing for your marriage. If you will come today, there is healing for your business. If you will come today, God will take away your pain. God will take away the problems, because he have done it before and he can do it again. He wants you to put your trust in him. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. The rest that you've been longing for. God is about to give it to you. God is about to do it now. If you will put your faith in Him. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, thinks not. Neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. I speak power over you today. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. I pray that God will increase the strength of your soul. That God will increase the strength of your spirit. That God will increase the strength of your mind. That you may begin to receive the things that God have made available for you. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The youth shall be exhausted. The strength shall fail. Your resources will run out. You will be exhausted if you keep doing it your way. The young man shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is renewal in the presence of God today. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. Believe. If you would believe. If you will believe, step out in faith and say, God, I quit doing it my own way. I want you to take this problem. There is somebody here today that is going through problems. There is something that has been bugging your mind, bugging your soul. The Lord said, I should tell you, if you will put your faith in Him, He is going to take away that pain. The Lord said, I should tell you that grace is available today, that mercy is available today, that love is available today, that healing is available today, if you will believe. If you will believe. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise in this place. Father, we worship you. We thank you, God, for it is done. Father, we thank you, for there is power in your name. Father, we thank you, for you still break the yokes of the enemy. Father, we thank you, for you still heal bodies. Father, we thank you, for you still restore our soul. Father, we thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus, over every situation, over every problem that was presented here today before you, I pray that you, oh God, will begin the work that only you can do. We thank you, for we are moving forward. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop your church. Your church is moving forward. The gates of hell cannot prevail. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will bow because there is power in your name. We give you praise. 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 Thank you, Jesus.